Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone bunts towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball four. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. There goes Wright. The throw from Swift to second, and they've got Wright trapped. There's the throw to Berry, and Wright is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker bunts towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Gettle moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgin for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gettle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Swift and he is out, Lepon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gettle bunts towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball four. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Sam Vico. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 0-for-3 in the game. LePond hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Wertz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Campbell now playing first base. Hank Reeb now catching. Art Houdeman now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a line drive towards the mound. Houdeman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Evers moves to second. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodgen moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Houdeman. Hodgen scores. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway strikes out. 1 out. Ralph Weigel pinch hits for Al Gittle. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pieretti moves to second. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Floyd Baker. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is walked intentionally. Pieretti moves to third. Weigel moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 4 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pieretti scores. Weigel moves to third. Michaels moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.